Today, we'd like to see the title of each his counsel in the book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse 29, as a topical study on Christmas Day. To another with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on Earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in the book of Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2. In Isaiah chapter 28, verses 26 and 29, for he instructed him in the right judgment, his God teaches him. And verse 29, this also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance. What do these verses mean, and what can we learn from here? Last question 3, how has his counsel been done to Calvary Chapel and Anaheim Hills, the global church leadership, in the light of Paul's last words to Timothy before his martyred? And to each one of us individually on this 2022 Christmas Day, without Jesus, everybody's life would be hopeless, because our physical life is not forever. Without Jesus, Christmas would be meaningless, because Christmas is Jesus' birthday. We know that God created everybody equally in His image. In 2022, over 8 billion people live on the earth. Over 2 billion are Christians, while over 5 billion are still non-Christians. About 4 billion people on less than $6 per day. The majority people of the world are literally struggling for daily bread. How about the lost sheep? Eternally lost sheep. The over 5 billion, more than double of a saved sheep. The over 2 billion sheep. Now we are seeing especially that his counsel, what's his counsel to this global church, Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hills, and to each of us individually on 2022 Christmas Day. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Isaiah prophesied about 700 before Jesus' birth. The child's son's birth through the Virgin was the incarnated God, or Word, incarnated Word, who is given us as the light of life. He is the Son of Highest, only way for everlasting life to us according to God's will. He was descended from David's line, and his attributes, which are Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, in whom he is, and the Prince of Peace, or the rule of peace, because of the peace only in Jesus, not the tribulation in the world. Cross reference right here, Isaiah chapter 7, 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, behold, the virgin shall receive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, the Lord is with us. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the 1:5-14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Number 40. And the Word became flesh, incarnated Word, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Luke 2:7. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke chapter 1:32. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish. He highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. So David's line. John chapter 3:16. For God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 6:38-39. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. John 14:10. Do not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. 25:1. Now, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah the prophet is calling the Lord as his God, as each believer can call. He lifts up, honors, praises, or worships him and his name. His counsels to bring his words of old to us in diversities of operations, such as prophecy, promise, law, testimony, way, precepts, judgment, word, commandment, statutes, and so on. See Psalm 119. He has kept his words faithfully, which are true. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 6. And they are diverse of operations, but it's the same God who works the all in all. Psalm 119:176. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who works in the Lord of the Lord. 176. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Then 28:26, question to you. For he instructed him in right judgment. his God teaches him right judgment or to discretion. God counsels, guides, directs individually, giving a specific talent to each of us properly, not to a group of us in lump, improperly. God's revelation can be divided with the three types in the sight of the scripture. Number one, general revelation. God generally reveals himself to everyone through his creatures, Romans 1:20. Special revelation. God specially reveals himself to his own special people or every creature through all scripture, 1 Peter 2:9, 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. The last one, and individual revelation. God revealed himself differently to each individual creature in order to profit all the body of Christ. Romans 1:20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 1 Corinthians 12:4-7. There are diverse of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences in ministries, but the same law. There are diverse activities or operations, because it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all, each one. 27, for the black cumin is not threshed with threshing sludge or features, nor is a cart wheel mold over the cumin, but the black cumin is beaten out with a stick, and the cumin with a rod. The black cumin or pitches are small-sized incense seeds, smaller than the cumin, so that they are threshed properly with a stick to the black cumin, and with a rod to the cumin. Not a threshing sludge, nor a cart wheel. Improperly, we can observe God's proper counsel, guidance to each individual believer. Verse 28, bread flour must be ground, bread flour or bread corn flour. Therefore, he does not thresh it forever, break it with his cart wheel, or crush it with his horseman. To make bread flour, to thresh not forever, corn, wheat, or barley must be ground, not broken with the cart wheel, nor crushed with the horse. It's observed that different ways are suitable to different individuals. 29. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in guidance or in working. this proper guidance counsel comes from the Lord, because He is wonderful and excellent. His counsel is wonderful, and His guidance is excellent. And so every believer should be guided and counseled by the Lord, not according to the flesh will for self-interest, but according to God's will, plan, or purpose for His kingdom, His righteousness, or His glory. Now think the end of the path of each our life. Have I done God's will? Have I brought forth much fruit? Is God pleased and satisfied with me, like Jeremiah or Paul? At the time to meet the Lord in heaven, God calls me, God and faithful servants. That's a successful life in eternity, not in vanity. If I never saw the eternal value things or spiritual things, or I spent my whole time in myself, my self-interest of money, power, glory, entertainment, or success, those things will be burned out at that time, like withering grass or fading flower. That's a waste life which God doesn't recognize. How tragic I am indeed. Galatians 6:8. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Matthew 25:20. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." John 15:8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Jeremiah 29. Then I said, "I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not." 2 Timothy 4:8. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, and give it to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Question 3. Paul's last words to Timothy before his martyrdom. 2 Timothy 3:16-5. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for report, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. How has his counsel been done to CCH, his chef, in light of Paul's last word to Timothy before his martyrdom? To each one of us individually on this 2022 Christmas Day, his chef at CCH, having nourished from his whole counsel through co-ministers who preach, convince, rebuke, exhort, and teach with all long-suffering, wherever the Spirit leads. And I'm his Western, I'm Norwalk, Liberson, Morin, Bellingham, and social media. For the addicted, the homeless, and community people, also social media members through online, YouTube, books have been nourished from the same counsel of God. We don't see them, but it doesn't mean they are not there. Truth matters regardless of online, offline, indoor, or outdoor services. Each of us is looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy, desiring to be called at the end of life as good and faithful servants. And future generations will be nourished through the same word in the published book, filed in the U.S. Congress Library in the same and one spirit. Now all the local churches ship are the one united body of Christ, unless they are not against the sound doctrine of Christ. So on 2022 Christmas Day, we as Christians are looking unto Jesus while loving the least one, the 4 billion literally struggling for daily food at less than $6 per day, and for the over 5 billion lost sheep, more than double of saved the over 2 billion sheep. Finally, how about his counsel over each of us individually on 22 Christmas Day? Open question, see my heart. So cross reference right here, Hebrews chapter 12, 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy and was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, Ephesians 1:22-23. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head of all things to the church, who is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Matthew 25:40. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. So we carry the least, the lost sheep. So continually, we are reading here 2 Timothy 3:16, 4-5. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, the book, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do to work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Fulfill your ministry. Amen. So each is called is a fulfill ministry. So my fulfill ministry, I keep on teaching every word of God. Simply. That is to me. Okay, let's sing all together, yeah? The bulletin, the last song, the Maranatha song, page 1663, Amazing Grace. And everybody, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in your hearts.